some clues about new stimulus checks that just might show up in March. I'm David Brancaccio. Democrats in the House have released details of some of their priorities for new COVID relief, including expanding unemployment aid and the House's preferred rules for new stimulus checks. The Senate will eventually have a say in this. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The proposals emerging from the House Ways and Means Committee make up almost half of the $2 trillion package that President Biden wants to pass. There have been some lingering questions about potentially tweaking some of the details, such as lowering the income threshold for who qualifies for the additional $1,400 in stimulus payments that will be coming. Now we have some answers. That threshold remains the same, at $75,000 per person, $150,000 per couple. Also, supplemental federal unemployment aid will be boosted from $300 to $400 a week and extended until the end of August. Plus, there are a host of provisions aimed at helping families with children. The House Ways and Means Committee will begin holding hearings on these measures starting Wednesday. Democrats want to pass the entire package into law by mid-March. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Small business confidence has hit an eight-month low. The reading for January has just been released by the National Federation of Independent Business. The number expecting better business conditions through mid-year hit its lowest level since 2013, but all is not gloom in this survey. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
It's hard to be optimistic about business over the next few months, says Randy George. He owns the Red Hen Baking Company in Vermont. Its cafe hasn't had indoor dining since last April.
We do have a lot of people coming to the window and getting sandwiches to go, but it's a window.
Small business pessimism can be a drag on the overall economy, says Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist at the NFIB. He says when businesses expect sales to fall,
that's going to feed back into their capital spending plans and their inventory investment plans and their hiring plans.
But there are reasons for optimism, too. Randy George says he expects sales to pick up in the second half of the year with more vaccinations, fewer restrictions.
There's this pent-up demand. And when that starts to get released, you know, our challenge might be keeping up with that.
A survey this week from the New York Federal Reserve found that consumers anticipate their spending will grow in the year ahead at the highest rate in 5 years. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, and Russell 2000 futures are all down 0.2%. The Russell has smaller companies. Bitcoin, propped up by a Tesla investment, is up another 18% this morning at $46,341. The social medium of the moment, the blog site Reddit, has reportedly been raking in new investment. Both the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times report Reddit has brought in another $250 million, raising the company's value to $6 billion. Its emerging advertising business shows promise. It also got global attention recently for hosting blogs where individual investors challenged Wall Street tycoons, GameStop to use the shorthand. The Times says Reddit plans to use some of its new money to double its staff.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
This coming Friday, the IRS begins to accept 2020 tax returns. The tax season is starting late because of, well, the reason begins with a C. The IRS is still working on last year's returns, and it still has mail to open. All of this is a hurdle for taxpayers and the accountants who help them, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
Imagine this. You owe money on your taxes. You pay it. And then months later, the IRS sends you a letter like that never happened. It says, basically, pay up, or in IRS lingo.
If we do not hear from you and you do not petition the U.S. Tax Court, we will assess the additional tax you owe, plus any applicable penalties and interest, and send you a bill.
That's Matt Metris, a tax preparer in New York, reading from a notice the IRS has been sending out a lot lately. Some of his clients have gotten them. And it's uncomfortable.
The first thing they want to do is blame the tax preparer, like we messed something up, right? And they're like, well, I paid this. I don't know what happened.
The pandemic happened. Cesar Boca Chica is an accountant for a firm in Virginia called ProSport CPA.
When the pandemic hit, the IRS had to shut down their offices. And when they shut down their offices, the correspondence, the letters, the checks, they didn't stop receiving them.
So the agency built up a huge backlog, millions of pieces of unopened mail and millions of unprocessed returns. And that's created all kinds of problems. Checks from taxpayers sit uncashed. Refunds never arrive. The delays are so bad, they're even affecting people who bypassed the mail and paid their taxes online. Carla Blanchard is a CPA in Illinois. She paid her taxes electronically in July. And yet, the IRS sent her letters saying she didn't. Meanwhile,
you can log into your IRS account. And when I logged into mine, it showed my payment there. So the payment that they're saying I didn't make is actually posted to my account.
The IRS phone lines are backed up too, so it can take a while to get through to the agency, if you can get through at all. Bob Blickwar is a CPA at UHY Advisors. He says this is confusing and upsetting for clients, especially because it costs them money.
You know, we as CPAs bill for our time. And I think that's what they're finding most frustrating, that they are incurring additional charges to have these issues resolved. And to be frankly honest with you, I can't say as I blame them.
The IRS declined to comment for this story. But on its website, the agency acknowledges the delays. It says taxpayers should not cancel checks they've sent and that checks will be recorded on the date they were received, not opened. The IRS also says it's working hard to get through the backlog and encourages people to file their 2020 taxes online. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.